뭐야?
Good evening. It is May 5th, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hundred Inn Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For everyone's information, the entire committee is present in the room tonight, along with Attorney Matt Lyons and Administrator James Barberio. On the phone is our clerk, Karen Sandors, and our CFO, Greg Delapia. First item of business are several minutes to go through. Unless anyone would like to call out any particular meeting, we can do this in one vote.
Yeah, there was one. There was. I looked at the meeting. There was a type. For errors?
Yeah, or yeah. For whatever.
Okay.
Should we go?
There's only one that I saw something on, or actually there were two.
If it's April 7th executive meeting,
no,
that typo might have been.
March 31st, resolution on the first page, resolution number 38, 2021 executive session.
Mm-hmm.
It is not anticipated that action will not be taken when the public meeting is reconvened. It's not. It should be. That second not should not be there.
Karen, are you able to hear us well enough?
Also, April 1st, the same thing.
And actually, for Greg and for Karen, you may have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Karen?
Okay.
Is Karen there? She sent me a message that she's on. Karen Sandors, we can't hear you. Well, we'll make sure she gets it. So that is...
Yeah, and I just literally saw them an hour ago.
What was the second date, Bev?
April 1st, the minutes of special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, March 31st, minutes of special meeting. They're...
Yep. Okay. So we have the minutes of the March 17th, 2021 regular meeting, the minutes of the March 18th, 2021 budget meeting, the minutes of the March 31st, 2021 special meeting with a amendment where the second not is deleted with respect to taking action after executive session. April 1st, 2021 special meeting, again an amendment to delete one of the double negatives. Minutes of the April 7th, 2021 regular and executive session meetings, and the minutes of the April 21st, 2021 regular meeting. Any other comments or discussion on this set of minutes? Or a motion to accept these minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as amended on March 31st, minutes of special meeting, and April 1st, minutes of special meeting.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. The public who wants to speak, you'll have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. I remind everyone the meeting is recorded and posted on the website. Is there a motion to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if a member of the public would like to make a comment related to tonight's agenda, please state your name and the road you live on. And you'll have to press start.
Ron Mikowski.
Yep. We hear you, Ron.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. I see on the agenda, well, my first question is the new police chief in the audience at this time?
He's just outside the room, but I think he can probably hear you if you were going to say anything.
Yes, I know when it comes to public comment at the end, he may not be there. but I'd just like to congratulate him on his new position. He's a good man. I know he'll do a good job. And I thank the committee for appointing him. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Oh.
Ron Milkowski said that. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Any other member of the public? Press star 6. We're not hearing anyone else. Hearing no other comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment for agenda
second.
Items only.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, then, the next item on our agenda is to deliver, to give the oath of office, or take the incoming police chief, Jason Krantz, will take the oath of office for this position of police chief. Just for everyone's information, Officer, now Chief Krantz, started his law enforcement career in 1999 with the Hunterdon County Jail, then moved to the Hunterdon County Sheriff's Department. He came to Lebanon Township 17 years ago in 2004. He's been a very strong contributor to the department ever since. Last year, he was promoted to sergeant. Over the recent weeks, anticipating the retirement of our previous chief, Eric Rautenberg, we went through an extensive and detailed interview process, and we're very lucky to have a very strong group of candidates. But Jason Krantz rose to the top of that, and at last meeting he was appointed to be our new police chief. For those of you on the phone, we have many members of the department here to see this happen, as well as his family and his parents. So it is my honor now to deliver the oath of office. If you stand to the front, probably kind of shadow a little bit. Turn a little further and you get better pictures. And
okay. Turn the body.
And if you want to move the family, even just in front of them.
Girls, go stand with mom.
You would think last year they would have got this down, right?
Yeah.
Is this beautiful chair?
Am I okay? So, Chief Krantz, please repeat after me. I, Jason Krantz.
I, Jason Krantz.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
To the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the police chief.
Of the police chief.
In this township of New Jersey.
In the township of New Jersey.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Chief Krantz.
Thank you. There's like tons. Mayor, can we get a photo with all the guys?
We'll take a minute to
with my mom and dad real quick. The first one ever?
Yeah.
Yep.
East.
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
Robert.
Okay.
All right. And quick.
You want one of you and Ken?
Yeah, I'll get one there, I guess.
I'll leave him move over a little bit.
Yeah.
One with mom and dad.
Mom and dad, and
one with the girls.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Cool. take a photo of all of us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm getting good at this.
Department 9.
Let me show me where the button is on your
just,
camera. Just,
so that one. Just the white one.
Just right there.
Yep.
See what that's saying.
Come on.
Tom, Jerry, Doug, Teresa.
After I do this, don't leave because I need. There's some glare coming on your. I'm going to use mine too, just for a backup.
You get all of us?
Just let me ask you this question here.
Yeah. Just what is in
what's in
just move a little bit so I can get the gentleman behind you.
Oh, good. This is good. Thanks a lot, Rob. That was great fun. I have to edit them and stuff, and then I'll get you mine too.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I found that thing I was going to show you last night. It was a fortune cookie, and it said you were going to live on a beach and smoke pot or something.
That's just a fortune cookie?
Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture of it because I was in Florida. And
so, now on to the exciting part of the meeting, which takes us to the 2021 budget. And you laugh.
We're in good shape.
So, the first item is, and our CFO, Greg Delapia, is on to answer any questions that anyone may have, but the first step in adopting the budget tonight is Resolution 48-2021. This notes that municipalities that are in sound fiscal condition bear the responsibility of conducting our own annual budget examination. And so this is a resolution to resolve that the CFO has certified that the governing body has found that the budget has met the various requirements that are listed in this resolution. Any discussion of Resolution 48-2021? Or a motion to approve Resolution 48-2021.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 48-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us then to the public hearing on the budget. Just to summarize the budget that we introduced two meetings ago, for anyone who didn't hear that, the budget that we introduced that is up for potential adoption tonight, summarizing a few bits of it, the budget uses conservative accounting. The budget meets the department requests that have been submitted by our internal departments. It also keeps up with the road and building maintenance requirements, equipment replacement that we need. It has no borrowing, and the property tax increase, the rate for this year is less than 2%. For those of you who may have looked into the detailed budget that's been posted on the website, trying to look year over year at different salaries and the like, I would note that they're distorted by the fact that we settled our CWA contract last year, and so there are about 5 years of retroactive raises and things running through the budget, making those comparisons rather difficult. But the good news is that we absorbed them into the budget because we'd been planning and knowing that a settlement was going to come at some point in time. So the high-level numbers are that the surplus that is in the budget, the surplus used in the budget, is $550,000. The total miscellaneous revenues, which includes $2.63 million of energy receipt tax that comes from Trenton. It also includes other grants and some shared service revenues and the like, totals $3.179 million. Receipts from delinquent taxes included in the budget are $260,000. Local property taxes collected, this is what we collect from the residents of Lebanon Township, $2.741 million for total revenues of this year's budget, $6.93 million. where the expenses go to. Salaries and wages in total are $2.48 million. Other expenses, these are professionals that are not employees, materials that are purchased for roads and the like that aren't coming through capital. Those total $1.78 million. The capital improvement that's allocated in this budget, which includes a grant of $183,000, totals $891,500. Debt service in this budget is $480,786. That's a decline of $324,000 from last year. Last year was our peak debt service year. We'd been planning for that for a few years, and now we're starting to get reduced cost of debt service in our budget. Statutory expenses, which include pensions and Social Security payments, are $643,277. Reserve for delinquent taxes, keeping in mind that the township collects the taxes for the school district, the local school district, the high school, the county, and we reserve for the unpaid taxes for all of those other entities. So our reserve for delinquent taxes is $453,000 for the total expenses of the budget, matching the revenues of $6.9 million. The tax rate for 2021 is 0.2941 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. That's an increase of 1.93% over last year. The median house value calculated from our tax assessor is $350,250. So the median tax bill, the municipal portion of the tax bill that they receive, is $1,030. That's approximately one-eighth of the total tax bill goes to the municipality. The median municipal tax increase in our budget is $19.51 for the median value. With that, unless anyone else on the committee has any comments, we would open to the public hearing on the budget. If there's a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on the budget that has been introduced, press star 6 to unmute yourself. Please identify the name and the road you live on. Your name. We're not hearing anyone. If you're trying to speak, make sure you're pressing star 6.
Nobody's texting me and saying that they can't get in.
Hearing no comments from the public, is there a motion to close public comment?
I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And since we have our CFO on, I should have offered you earlier. Any final comments from Mr. Delapia?
No. I am perfectly fine with everything that you've said, and it was it wasn't a very difficult budget to put together. We were able to, stay the course, and I think we'll have no problem staying within the budget all year.
Thank you very much. With that, is there a motion to adopt the 2021 budget?
I make a motion to adopt the 2021 budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay.
Moving right along.
I know, my God.
Yeah, biggest thing of the year.
I thought they said there's nobody on the phone.
Now on to another public hearing. This is for Ordinance 2021-04, Stormwater Management Ordinance, as previously introduced and described. So I think we can go straight into, unless anyone on the committee would like to make a comment, we can go straight into opening the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on Ordinance Number 2021-04 related to stormwater management, please make sure you're pressing star 6 to unmute yourself. Please state your name and the road you live on. We're not hearing anyone. If you're trying to make a comment, make sure you're unmuted. Hearing no comments, last call. Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, is there a motion from the committee to approve ordinance 2021-04?
I'll approve it if it meets Tom's standards. The farming stuff is in here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's complete. Done a nice job.
Good.
So I'll make a motion to approve ordinance number 2021-04.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us then to introduction of ordinance 2021-06. Where are my notes on that? Which is the capital ordinance for the coming year, which I have. I have it here. So, ordinance 2021-06, this is allocating capital, appropriating capital out of the capital improvement fund, which was established in the budget that we just adopted. This appropriates $622,000 across the various categories stated, including undertaking road resurfacing program, undertaking the chip and seal program of various roads in the township, acquisition of a loader, also acquisition of a trailer, both for use by the Department of Public Works, undertaking various improvements to the municipal building, acquisitions for the use of the police department, including body cameras, a new SUV, and acquisition of the following use for the fire department: a rescue sled, fire hose and nozzles, and replacement of turnout gear. Those are expected to total $622,000. The public hearing for this capital ordinance would be on May 19th, 2021. And for whatever reason on this, the bond council that writes this up, the first reading introduction would be done by Resolution 49-2021, resolving that the ordinance has been passed on first reading. Any discussion from the committee? Or is there a motion to approve Resolution 49-2021, passing ordinance number 2021-06 on first reading?
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 49-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then still moving right along. next resolution for tonight is Resolution 50-2021, authorizing execution of agreement with the Morris County Cooperative Pricing Council to renew membership therein for the period October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2026. So that's obviously a five-year period. The annual cost for joining this is $1,250, of which I believe there's a discount for prompt and early payment. Yes, so the maximum amount we would pay would be $1,250 annually for the five-year period. Any discussion or a motion for Resolution 50-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 50-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, taking us on to old business. A couple of meetings ago, we authorized the police department to advertise for new police recruits to replace retired and open officer positions. The police chief, new police chief Krantz, reports to us that they have received numerous candidates, have reviewed through them internally, and expect to be narrowing that down to a group of three that they would have us interview. And so the consideration tonight is whether we could schedule a special meeting on May 20th to interview three officer candidates. It would be anticipated that action could be taken that night, potentially. Since we have three interviews, if we allow 45 minutes for an interview, we're talking about a two-and-a-half-hour meeting. Question is, if the committee, number one, if everyone's available, if we'd want to start that at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock for a two-and-a-half-hour-plus meeting.
I have an event that night. Can we do a Friday?
The 21st?
Yeah.
How is everyone for Friday the 21st?
I'm good.
What were the dates? Did you have the dates?
May 20th. Although Bev has a conflict, she's suggesting May 21st.
Unless you want to do it before the 19th meeting.
We asked the chief if he'd be ready earlier, and he sort of has a schedule for background checks and the like that he wanted to take it to the 20th of May.
I'm fine with the 21st.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so.
What time on the 21st?
That's the question. Would you like starting at 5? Again, it's a 2.5 hour.
Yeah. 5 is good.
2.5 hour plus.
Yeah, I'd like to get it done as early as possible.
So let's schedule that 5 p.m. May 21st, Friday, for police officer interviews with potential action that may be taken that evening. Anything else we should state?
No, that's adequate.
And is there a motion to schedule that meeting?
I'll make a motion to schedule the police interviews for the evening of Friday, May 21st at 5 p.m.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. No other old business on the agenda unless anyone has anything that's come up. Takes us to new business. First item on new business is DPW manager's request.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the committee to consider tabling this to a future date. There was a broad discussion that took place today, including the DPW supervisor, and I think it's advisable at this time if we table it and do a little more research on exactly what's needed at this position as a mechanic employee. So if you will, I'm asking to table this. And if Jamie and myself can coordinate with Warren relatively soon going forward to analyze and figure what's really needed, bring it back to the committee, and include Matt in that discussion, if you will. We'll come back here and give you an idea of Warren's thoughts, our thoughts. So if you're willing, I'd like to table it.
My thought on it, too, if you wanted to add it, too, it was I looked at the working towards a CDL, and I thought about the impact of if the person doesn't, if you really, they need the CDL for the job, and if they do, if they don't pass, how many times and...
Yeah, we've been there before.
We debated that a couple of employees
yeah,
ago.
We've had that.
Yeah, and I also want to bring your attention, the way I understand this position is to fill the mechanic position from the loss of our previous mechanic and what elevation of mechanic we need. So we're going to look into that for everyone.
I support tabling that as well. Yeah. Do we need a vote to table it, or it's just no motion?
I mean, there's no action required.
Right, okay. I guess the only action am I asking if Jamie, myself, and Matt can, with Warren can go forward and start looking into this and come back here.
And it's part of our task to come to create a posting, so to speak, understanding right. of that, to bring it back here for
review. I think we should
review.
Include looking into what the
criteria, certifications, and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And then maybe bring Warren back with us to have a broad discussion with everyone. Just my thoughts.
I would support that.
Mm-hmm. Is this a subcommittee?
Well, he's the liaison.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So yeah. I'm not going that route, Abe.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to work with the administrator here, and we'll bring the information back and deal with it that way.
Good idea.
Yeah. So if no action is required and there's no objection from the committee, that DPW manager request is tabled. So the next item on the agenda is volunteer picnic. After a suspended year of not being able to have that, restrictions are being lifted. The question is whether the committee would like to start planning a potential volunteer picnic for later this year. Historically, the newest member of the committee has taken the position of organizing that.
Oh, great.
Just saying that.
I'm in the coleslaw.
And they usually volunteer enthusiastically. I'm just saying.
Well, Abe, I did this, and I'll help you. And I've got all my notes. It's
thank you.
All in an Excel
how
spreadsheet.
The newest member gets dumped out for everything.
That's why they're the newest member.
We've all been through it a couple of times.
So,
it's the price of admission, I guess.
I don't think we have to. I don't expect the calendars are available, and you can come back to propose a date. But I did include for everyone if we want to. Maybe we just give you some guidance. The thought would be whether we want to aim for September, October time frame. We checked with Kim, who coordinates the pavilion in the park, and the dates of September 4th and 11th. Those are Saturdays are available. Saturday, October 2nd, and Sunday, October 3rd are available. Saturday, October 16th, and Saturday, the 23rd are available. Unless the committee would like to pick a day right now, or
All I would say is the 4th is right around Labor Day. So you're trying to figure out how do you get a good date that people are all around.
The 4th, that date weekend doesn't work for me.
Yeah. The 11th, you could combine with a little memorial if you wanted to have a September 11th thing. There's no full moons, like I said, so we don't have to worry about it.
Research.
The 2nd and 3rd they're fine, you know, but the 16th and 23rd, I mean, I don't know if there are any football games that these parents with the kids and the grandkids and all that.
It's hard to say.
You know, it's just the other thing you have to think of. That place gets windy up
there. Yeah, I was going to say, it gets colder.
So I would
October.
Tend to go earlier rather than later.
I agree, earlier.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah.
October 2nd, 3rd, or the 11th would be. Yeah. After the other October dates, I think we'd be rolling dice more.
October 2nd has always been, we have a legislative breakfast in the morning, I think, on Saturday, but we can, I mean, that was always a nice day. Whenever they have that weekend for that breakfast, it's never been bad. So.
You just cursed.
You can piggyback.
I know, it's true. It's Bev's fault.
A couple of questions. There are a certain amount of funds available for this?
There are. There's some in the budget. I don't remember the exact number, but I think in the past, the budget that we've allocated for this is something in the range of
3,000.
It's more than that. Because the food's usually about 2,500.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So I think we have in the budget around 5, but we don't ever spend that much.
Yep.
And who is invited to this? All the volunteers?
All volunteers, previous committee members,
employees,
fire department.
So somebody will have that list together, I guess, Jamie?
Between Karen and Kim.
Okay.
They'll have that.
And send it out. Okay.
The hardest thing sometimes is running down the RSVPs. You know, you have to. I'll help you. Don't worry. I'll help you.
So, I mean, unless people want to vote tonight, how about if we just have a consensus to pencil in October 2nd, and that way we can do a little bit of background work and then put that on a future agenda.
Put it on hold so that nobody takes it.
Yeah.
Well, also, these are days we don't definitely want, so we can give them back to Kim so they're back open again if people are looking for dates.
Mm.
And do you specifically want Saturday as opposed to a Sunday? I mean, I'd like to keep the 11th, the 2nd, and the 3rd available.
That's fun. Let's do that then.
Yeah, for a week at least.
You know,
and then
the 11th is usually the weather is really nice. You know, it's just starting to get cool. And when you hit October, it's starting to get windy and chilly, especially at night.
I'm going to have to reach out to somebody and ask somebody with kids that knows.
Yeah,
you know, because it used to be in May or June. It's communions. It's
other there's never a good time.
Yeah, and you can lose a lot of people over something if you pick the wrong date or hay season. We don't have to worry about that. I picked the wrong one at one time, and we changed.
So we can give back if everybody's in agreement. September 4th, October 16th, and the 23rd.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Should I notify somebody, or Karen is on the phone?
Between Karen and Kim.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So we're keeping the 10th, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 11th of September. Yeah, all right.
The 11th is 2nd and 3rd.
Cross out this one, cross out that one, cross out this one. Okay.
Anything else anyone want to add on the picnic discussion? If not, the clerk sent around to the committee to let you know that this would be coming on new business earlier this week, so after the agenda came out, the governor announced significant relaxed restrictions related to COVID going into effect May 19th. So I wanted to bring to the committee whether we should take the opportunity to reopen this meeting to the public. I would propose that we continue to use the dial-in through the duration of the state of emergency to give people the option, but to now open up the meeting. The new restrictions, as I understand them, are that we're not subject to a percentage of the capacity of the room, but people still have to facilitate being 6 feet apart. And the reason there's not a number, if two related people are together, they only have to be 6 feet apart from other related people. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a specific number, but we would still maintain social distancing within the room. Any discussion, or would there be a motion to reopen the meeting to the public?
Make a motion to reopen the meetings to the public starting May 19th.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And it wasn't mentioned, but we will continue the, for anyone who's just wondering, we will continue the dial-in number through the duration of the state of emergency. Any other new business anyone would like to bring up?
And yeah, just 10 minutes before the meeting, I received an email from the IT consultant with regards to the Microsoft licenses. So this weekend, he's going to contact, I think it's MyCorp, to give them the new MX records. This will take 24 hours to populate. So in the meantime, he will build the server, our IT consultant will build the server over the weekend and put in users any email addresses. He'll be coming in on Monday. I'll be meeting with him, so he'll come over to configure the Outlook for the users and see how he can migrate old emails over, since we don't have anything, you know, don't know anything about the old email system. So it's going to take this weekend. We might be down for a day, but we organize it. We would be on a weekend.
And then I know there are still some employees who don't have full access to the Microsoft suite.
This will take care of, that.
By early next week, if everything goes without a glitch.
But yeah, they'll probably have it if everything works out Monday.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Cross our fingers.
Talking about getting to the last minute.
The wire.
And just curiosity, is he going to initially set this up with multi-factor or non-multi-factor authentication?
I have no idea. I have to ask him.
Because due to issues in emails and Microsoft's, we probably should look at adding that feature and enabling it in there.
All right.
Which is basically they'll send a text message. When you set up your email, you put in your email address, you put in your password, it'll respond back to you, put in your cell phone number.
All right.
So
right.
That you can get a key.
Verification.
So, and this also, it'll help also on the IT side, so if they forget their password, they have a means to reset their own password instead of having to call into IT, reset a password, and things like that.
Okay.
So
okay.
It makes that easier, too.
And the reason why we want this route is because if we would have tried to get the domain name that we really want, which is .net, the process would have taken 3 weeks just to get it over to us. And then you'd have to build everything. So this was the easiest way. MyCorp has the domain. It's our domain now. I mean, so it was easier to populate everything that way. So,
okay,
and quicker.
So we're giving them the MX records for the Outlook, and they're just basically right, passing it through.
Mm-hmm. Because if we would have waited, it was just a 3 week, and we'd have to. I said, forget it. I need to get on Microsoft.
Great. If there's nothing else, that takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have one for Griffin Allied Trucking for police gasoline, $1,426.05.
I have one here for Patriotic Office Cleaning, which involves the police department, library, and municipal building for a total of $1,990. Griffith Allied Trucking, LLC, diesel fuel for DPW, $2,045.13. And I also have one, Westchester Machinery and Supply, $2,356.40.
I have our second quarter county tax payment of $763,800.67. I have our second quarter open space tax payment to the county of $70,169.75. LMR disposal for the spring cleanup day, totaling $1,635.63. And I have to statewide insurance our various payment number two of various insurance policies, including workers' compensation, our umbrella liability insurance, and also the third of each of those payments, the third of the four payments, so half of our payments, totaling $101,208.
I have one voucher for Gebhardt and Kiefer for legal services, $2,479.17, and one for the second quarter library tax for the Hunterdon County Library, $73,731.81.
None that apply.
Total voucher list is $1,030,011.17. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to correspondence. Curator's report?
Just a couple highlights here. The Carlisle Indian School, I was not privileged. I didn't join this lecture. The first of the Invisible Sons virtual lecture was held on April 15th. It was very well received, and they have another one tomorrow night. And just for people's information, anyone who would like to register for the lecture or have the recording of the first lecture sent to them should email the curator at museum@lebanon.net and possibly a third lecture. And I haven't seen, but they have the interpretive signage up and more than 40 different types of signage throughout the museum and the annex, as well as one at the foot of the stairs. If you're incapable of going upstairs, you can use your smartphone to video what's upstairs, or they can do actual video on the first floor. So some of the highlights from the curator's report.
Thank you very much. That's the only correspondence for tonight. Takes us to public comment for any comment any member of the public would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, just reminding you the meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly. You'll need to press *6 to unmute yourself. Please state your name and the road you live on. Not hearing anyone, so you make sure you're pressing *6. Again, last call, not hearing any public comment.